It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Will I regret having cold brew?
Yes, you will.
Oh, I didn't realize you were recording. I needed it.
No problem.
It was for the shock.
So it's us. We're here. I know it's been a couple weeks since we've actually had an episode. I went grocery shopping the other day on Monday, and I passed them by, and I was like, I might as well grab them. I have from the Aldi's Clancy's, which is their house brand, fried pickle ranch flavored wavy potato chips. And
I'm dancing.
Yeah, she is dancing in her seat. So I'm gonna open these.
You knew what you were in for when I walked in holding iced coffee. You knew it.
It doesn't really... there's a little bit of pickle smell going on, but...
It smells good.
So...
That ranch seasoning. Thank you. Ooh, they've got ridges. These are good licking chips.
They're wavy potato chips. All right.
Definite pickle ranch flavor with that first lick.
Hmm. Okay, these are good.
They're subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting more of a vinegar vibe.
Oh. Do you want more of a vinegar vibe?
What else did you buy?
Now, I've already eaten some, almost a whole bag. I don't know why
I
got on the dill pickle kick, but also from... No.
Oh, Turkey Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Chicharrones.
Yes. Pork rinds. Now, the potato chips are subtle. These...
Oh, they smell very vinegary.
Yeah.
These are good. These are also saltier than the chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Dill pickle flavored fried pork skins.
I do love a pickle.
Same here. Oh, so.
Basically all your fermented foods.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else is going on? I don't have anything else.
We did our first gig of the season.
Mm-hmm. You sounded very good. It was a
formal event.
I'm going to say a quote-unquote formal event. Some people dressed formal for it. Others, not so much. Then including myself.
Mom said when she walked in the building, all she could see was me.
You look like a disco ball.
I was wearing a lot of sequins.
Mm-hmm. And now that's the, for me, that's the last formal gig of the year. Because I think the next one is beer and brats.
Yeah, we don't even wear tracks for that.
Mm-mm.
Usually wear some kind of, like, shorts on the bottom.
Shorts and your...
A polo shirt.
Yeah. And then after that, I think, is... One of the October... Summer Oktoberfest.
We don't really have anything else on the calendar until later in the season this year, but
Mm-hmm.
What happens is we usually end up picking up gigs along the way.
Right.
So my nurse practitioner today was asking if we ever do the Chardon Polka Fest, and I said no. But we played with the Chardon Polka Band several times. She's never been to one. And I was like, you should go. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I think, this should be a good year. This should be a good year for polka music.
Every year is a good year for polka music.
True. Except 2020. That year sucked for polka music.
I've been in that band since 2007.
Jeez. 2007. Where was I? I was still traveling for a living. Going to every small town in the United States.
Yeah, I've been spending most of my summer weekend doing music.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think I'd be better at it.
You're great at it.
I'm the person who shows up.
Participant. You are good.
If I got a ribbon, like an award, it would say participant. And that's fine. No, I go, I have a good time. It's fun to play in a group. It's good for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for your mental health.
Yeah, so, do we want to pause here? Because we have to, after we've eaten snacks, now we have to, like, order food.
Well, yeah, these are to tide us over while we order dinner.
Mm, true. We are ordering Taco Bell because, I mean, we haven't had Taco Bell in a while.
No, we haven't.
So maybe we'll be back to talk about, you know, maybe something new.
Yeah, let's see if there's anything new at the Cheesy Peasy.
Alrighty. We will return.
Oh, I'll pull up my map too.
Alrighty. Oh, don't worry about it. I know where it is. I know exactly where it is.
Oh, good, because I don't know. I don't even know where Valley View is. I've heard of it.
Yeah, we are... hi, folks. Yeah, you just walked in the middle of a conversation between us. No, we are heading to a car show. Pardon all the noise. That's the chairs in the back of my car.
That's our joints.
But we are heading to a car show that her brother organized for a charity event.
Special Spaces, Cleveland?
Yes. And we're heading there now. It's at a place called Quaker Steak and Lube, which is the most unappetizing name for a restaurant. But here we are.
It's rainy. It's been raining off and on. Kind of dramatically.
It poured earlier.
Yeah, the sky was black at church.
So we are, we're on our way to Valley View, Ohio, which is, it's not as far away as you would think. It's just down the road a bit.
Is it one of those places that's just kind of hard to get to? I always think of anything in the valley, like Garfield Heights. It says Heights, but it's technically in the valley.
Honestly, Valley View, no, it's... I don't understand the name Valley View because it's literally...
part of the Cuyahoga River Valley.
It's in the valley, so you don't really have a good view of the valley that it's in.
So I think there are parts of Cleveland that if you're on the south side, you're like, oh, that's not very far. It's easy to get to. And if you're not on the south side, you're like, Jesus Christ, why is it so hard to get here? So, like, Brooklyn Heights is one of those places.
Basically, it's past Brooklyn Heights, so.
Yeah, which is, if you're on, like, the northwest side.
Like you are.
It takes, like, three highways to get to.
Yep. And that's pretty much how you get there.
Okay, so I do know kind of where we're going, because that for that brief few months when I worked in Brooklyn Heights,
mm-hmm.
that was one of the few options we had if you wanted to try to get lunch of the 45 minutes you had for lunch.
Right.
It was damn near impossible unless you were salaried.
Well, I,
my car is a little loud right now.
So Molly's parents are going to be there. That's exciting.
Yes. And it's good. I'm still tall, so they'll still like me.
We love Molly's dad, Jeff.
To describe how he looks like, and I love this comparison because even Molly thinks so. If you've ever seen the old, if you've ever seen like the old urban legend thing of, you know, have you ever dreamt of this man? And it, you know, it's like this kind of balding looking guy. It's just a black and white, like, drawing of this guy.
He looks just like Jeff.
That's exactly what Jeff looks like.
And her mom, Linda, is so much fun. So we always enjoy hanging out with Jeff and Linda.
So. Yeah, prior to this, you heard us, we were talking about dill pickle stuff. So, just to...
Well, what kind of food do you usually get when you go to Quaker Steak?
Usually wings.
Yeah. They do burgers that are pretty good, sandwiches, but their wings are the main attraction. Onion rings, they do a tower of onion rings.
What's funny is what I gave you, we could...
We could have, yeah.
Yeah, we could have used it.
Oh, that's in my purse right now.
Yeah, I know. So I bought a three-pack of, Arthur Bryant barbecue sauce just because I wanted it. It's been a while, and watching Ted Lasso, you know, kind of put the taste in my, you know, kind of put that back in my brain, so I decided to order a three-pack.
It's so good.
Oh, it is.
It's not sweet at all.
It's not like a honey, it's not a honey barbecue sauce. It's more like tomato-y vinegary.
It's spicy and savory.
Oh, yeah. I had it yesterday with, because I made chicken thighs yesterday, and I decided to have it with that.
I think maybe I'll make some pork chops or something. That would be good.
Oh, yeah.
With some fried pork chops. We're planning our meals around this barbecue sauce now.
Hey, why not? Yeah, I decided, you know, the fact that you liked it, it was like... You know what? You deserve a bottle of this barbecue sauce.
Well, you know I'm going to be cooking for you anyway.
Of course. But, and you know I'm probably going to be cooking for you too. I'll have to, get the leg quarters again.
Those, don't sleep on chicken leg quarters. They're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really tender and flavorful. And they're enormous, of course. Mm-hmm. But.
I think the next time I do them, I am going to grill them. I'll throw them out on the grill for a bit just to, you know, at least to get some color on them. Because if I leave them out there too long, I'm going to burn them.
Oh, I like them a little charred.
Okay, then. I'll just throw them out on the grill then.
So, as someone on immunosuppressants, I would rather err on my food being a little more cooked than undercooked, unless we're talking steak. Because right. All the germs are on the outside, so you can really char the outside fast and have the inside still cold.
Right.
But everything else, I've just had too many oops, I accidentally poisoned myself experiences where no one else was sick because no one else is on immunosuppressants.
Right.
So we're just about to pass my old place of work.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, maybe on the way home I'll have to drive over and drive through there. God. Boy, I really hope this segment is okay.
Oh, this is great audio.
Yeah, this is...
I'm chewing gum, too. Gotta be awesome.
I pass your place of work every day on the highway. And I flip it off every day.
You know what? It was poorly managed. Not the world's best employer. But my work group, like as a general statement, but my bosses, the people I worked with, lovely, wonderful people.
Oh, yeah.
Would die for them. Great people. And I learned a lot on the job. And I wouldn't have gotten the wonderful job that I have now without the
die for them, just not in your chair at work.
No, I really thought at one point, I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to die at this desk. I was like, I need to get out of here. But, you know, I learned a lot on the job with a community college education, and now I've got a great career.
Mm-hmm.
So I am grateful. To do my internship there when I was at school in my paralegal program as part of my capstone.
Right.
So, I was still working, but also getting school credit.
Yeah, you could hear the, you could just hear, you know, we're pausing every so often, so you could hear the sound of the road.
You know what's a good sign is the rain's kind of letting up.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a cool part of town under all the highway overpasses by the interchanges.
Woo-hoo.
Oh my gosh. It's your brother's boss.
Yes.
So Jason's brother works for this employer who is banana pants.
Oh yeah.
And they just sold the business. They wanted to keep the local name, but they sold it to like a conglomerate.
Mm-hmm. In Texas.
And all of these like horrible, sketchy things are coming to light now as they bring in, you know, real accountants and lawyers and things.
And
the rubbernecking is divine.
When information becomes publicly available, I will start linking to it, and I will show it on Twitter.
Big Boy. Do you like Big Boy?
Yes, I do. I haven't been there in forever.
I haven't since I worked at the law firm. We should go to Big Boy sometime this summer and get Big Boy burgers.
Okay.
Man, that is like a lineup of old people outside the Big Boy.
Of course it is.
I mean, that's cool. I didn't know it was the place to be. Look at the suspension bridge.
Oh, yeah. That's a walking path so that you don't have to endanger your life trying to cross the street.
It's actually very cute down here.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not easy to get to if you don't already live, like, in Parma. And it's not super walkable. It's kind of dangerous.
Oh, God, yeah.
There are no sidewalks or anything, yeah.
There's the walking path, because this is Canal Way.
This would almost be a good place to dispose of evidence, except that these businesses probably have cameras. Oh, this is where Amazon is.
Yep.
This makes sense, because it's by all the highways. Wow.
Valley View Bridge right there.
Look at all these, So I became interested in the watershed project, how they're putting in plants that absorb heavy metals and help shield against flooding. So look at the variety they've got along this canal. Is this where the, you know the hand soap company, like the Valley Distributors?
I have no idea. Here? I used to work off of this, and if you want, I'll take us, you know, for a quick drive past.
I think you have taken me past. Didn't we see turkeys there?
Huh?
Like, aggressive wild turkeys?
I don't think so. Not over here. So, funny story, the one, like, the company that I used to work for up here, I'm pointing up here to the listener,
this
like.
This is awesome audio today.
I'm just going to take us in. There is a waterfall, like a man-made waterfall, water feature by the, at the corner of where I used to work. And the one day I drive in, and there's white foam all over the place. And it's like, what? What is going on here? Nope. I walk into work and I'm like, hey, Tom. He is the vice president of the company, the owner's son. And I'm like, what's up with all the white foam out all over the road? He goes, oh, they put they put like an anti-fungal or anti...
Because of the runoff? Yeah. Algae problems?
Yeah. Yeah, an anti-algae solution in there. Well, they put a little too much in.
I thought someone had put Mr. Bubble in it.
Is that something I would do?
That happened in downtown Cincinnati enough times, I think it's now a crime.
So, all right, well, we are at our destination, and...
Did you see there was a goose back there? Avoid eye contact.
We have enough of them at work. So, anyway, I'm not seeing any cars. There's a truck that says Mudblood on it.
I don't think that's anyone we know.
I certainly hope not.
All right, so Molly's texting asking if we're here, so.
We're here.
Oh, she's already here. She beat us. Her bus beat us.
Alrighty. Well, we're gonna, you know what, we're gonna do one more segment after this, probably on the way home. And, yeah, we will talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye. Alright, we're back for the third segment on a Heartburn Honeys that started a week ago.
Jail.
We kept thinking, because last week we were supposed to finish, we recorded a segment, and then figured, we'll finish it up afterward. Well, we never did. And then on Sunday we left, we tried a couple things. I can't remember what we tried on Sunday.
I don't remember.
The previous segment, I think it was, we tried something on Sunday, and then we were going to finish up on the way home on Sunday, and that didn't work out. So now, here we are, a week later. Yes, this is a 1 week Heartburn Honeys. So there we go.
Okay, you want to introduce what the segment is?
This is a surprise of some sort. Okay. Steph has a surprise for me. I have my eyes closed.
Get out of the kitchen, you sneaky thief.
Out.
He already got into the recycling today. I'm glad you're eco-conscious. Yeah.
Okay.
So you know how I'm old?
Yes, I do. I'm older, but...
How I like TikTok recipes.
Okay.
I found a TikTok recipe on USA Today.
Okay.
Because I'm 1,000.
Ooh. Okay.
What's your current favorite TV show?
Ted Lasso.
What does he make in Ted Lasso?
Oh, the biscuits. Did you try making the biscuits?
I sure did. And what am I really bad at?
Baking. Do you have a little pink box for him?
No, but I have a little blue box where the lid doesn't quite fit.
So you have Ted Lasso biscuits.
Now you know I love you because these were a pain in the ass.
I mean, you didn't have to do this, but...
I wanted to.
Okay.
You're going to want this. They're super crumbly.
Have you tried them yet?
I tried the batter.
All right. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are good.
They're basically shortbread cookies.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really super crumbly.
They're buttery, they're crumbly, they're good. You should send a couple to Hannah Waddingham and see what she thinks.
Four ingredients in these.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know anything about baking, so I looked it up. So I was like, isn't this just like a crumbly sugar cookie? The difference between a sugar cookie and shortbread is the ratio of flour to butter.
Hmm.
So I did the, you know, the mixing.
Right.
And it basically made like a oily powder.
Hmm.
And then you have to, they say, roll it into the pan. Well, there's no rolling oily powder.
Mm-mm.
So I dumped it in the pan and I, you know, pressed it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, just like with sugar cookie batter, put it in the fridge forever. And then it helps if you pre-cut it. And then you bake it forever. Mm. It takes freaking forever.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to re-cut it. Because it's so flaky. And cool it. And I was afraid they were going to turn to dust. Also, I didn't know how to tell if they were cooked enough. Because I don't bake.
Yeah, because you can't really use the toothpick method with this.
I did, and it made it dusty. You know what this is, though, at the end of the day? That makes me comfortable with this recipe?
What's that?
We made bars. We could have this with coffee after dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I have good decaf. We can have coffee and bars.
Oh, good. I agree. I mean, normally these would be done with tea, but, you know.
Do not trust me, Jason.
I'm sorry.
We can have tea.
I appreciate it.
I don't really have decaf tea that would go with these.
I'll do decaf coffee.
Ted Lasso hates tea. In my defense.
Brown water.
These aren't too sweet. They're decent. So the sugar, this was what blew my mind. This is why I was so skeptical. Instead of regular sugar, you use powdered sugar.
That makes sense. Because powdered sugar also has cornstarch in it, which will absorb that moisture and...
From the oily butter.
Yeah, it'll get rid of it. Because then, yeah, you bake them forever at a low temperature, I take it?
300. So, medium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so...
These are good.
These are good. I'm tempted, but...
They're cookie enough for you, and they're, not quite as sweet, like they're...
Mm-hmm.
They're not as sweet as like a regular cookie for me.
Right.
Thank you, TikTok. So I've made two TikTok recipes to date, and they've both been bangers.
Wow. So.
Oh, try this crispy piece.
Oh.
I'll definitely bake these again.
Mm.
I'll use a bigger pan so they're...
Right.
Yeah, you play around with it just like Ted Lasso did to find the right way to cook it for her taste.
Just don't swap sugar for salt.
Well, maybe now my lid will fit.
Yay. So let's see. I think I have to go grocery shopping tomorrow. Believe it or not, when you clean your refrigerator out, you don't have a lot left when you're done. My refrigerator is bare.
Fridge is that you don't have as much
food waste. Oh, I
know. Because you see what you have and don't have.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so, alright. I think we call this one here. I mean, I don't know how long this episode is, but we have, like, two segments before this, so.
If you don't title this one Cookies with the Boss, I'm going to be disappointed.
So, I have to say, finally gonna say it, and this is the only reason why I haven't posted this episode before now. Happy snacking, everyone!
Later, Tater.